feel it? Can you feel the football in the air? We've got all these media days going on. I'm as a fan, Angel, I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. But here at the station, just looking at everything that we have to do to put together to get ready for our coverage and all that stuff, I'm like, where did July go? And where did June go? Here we are, the 20th day of July. We've got training camp for the Broncos starting next Friday. Pac-12 media days are going on tomorrow. Mountain West media days are happening now. I'm ready, but I'm not ready at the same time.
Yeah, for me, it's when Nick Saban first talks in the fall, it's go time.
Well, that's why when I was on with you guys this morning on Good Morning NoCo, Brian's like, how many days into football? I don't count down the days until the first kickoff. I count down until training camp. Mentally, that's where my head is. Football season begins next Friday for me. Actually, football season's kind of beginning now. Like, you've got coaches talking about the season, it's begun.
You know, it's the pre-party. Everyone's kind of filing in a little bit. They're getting comfortable, getting their snacks. We're ready to settle in for a big, fun, exciting football season.
Boy, it's big business, isn't it?
There's nothing to talk about, though.
Just think about football compared to all the other sports. We love what the Nuggets did. We love following CSU basketball and UNC basketball and all that stuff. But, dude, there's no comparison. When you talk about hockey and any other sport, there is zero comparison to the NFL and college football world. The buildup, the media days, the hype, there is zero comparison. Basketball, we all just kind of gradually slide into, even though they've been 2 months into the season. Football, it's like, we got to go now and be ready to rock and roll. Because there's so many, and I'm going to outline this to later, and I want to get your thoughts on this too, because I want to get your biggest storylines going into the football season surrounding the teams that we really dive into, that we really cover. Because to me, it's the obvious one. It's primetime. That is the most intriguing storyline, whether you are a fan or not. That is the most intriguing storyline in the state, but perhaps in the country. And it just got more intriguing because of the Pac-12 stuff, because of the surgery situation for primetime for Deion Sanders. Not going to be, well, you know what, while we're there, Angel, let's go ahead and get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me is exactly what I'm talking about. As a fan, I'm like, let's go. But working in this industry, football season is like Black Friday around here. I mean, getting ready for it, it's just absolute chaos. But as a fan, bring it on. I am ready to sit down and watch and learn and get some of these questions answered about these teams. That's the good, baby. We're almost there.
Have your entire mood affected by the outcome of the team's game.
Are you ready for all that?
It'll be fun.
The Nuggets had us in a dream vacation world, I feel like. And now we're like, here we go, Broncos!
Well, now it's, you know, if you weren't Broncos fans or whatever, we all came together for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And now we're all kind of separating a bit. We're like, oh, but we all want to relive the Nuggets championship again with our own team.
Yeah, take me back to that. That was great. Can we see that? Can Buffs fans get that with primetime? Can Rams fans get back to some sort of relevancy? Can the Bears finally start to earn their keep as a Division I football team? Like all of those, can Russell Wilson turn around? It's all absolutely crazy. And I'm ready for it. I'm pumped as a fan. Just like slow down for 5 seconds. My goodness. The bad, Rockies, my prediction went south. Yeah, I didn't really feel great about that prediction. Austin Gombert looked great for two or three innings and then had one bad inning, but that was it. Enough for the Rockies to lose to the Astros 4-1 yesterday. And now they're off, and then they're going to, they're heading to Miami now, where it's nice and warm, nice and toasty there for your Colorado Rockies. So I'm back to the quest for 100 is on. The quest for 100 losses is back. I'm going to go with the ugly here, a surgery to cause CU Buffs Deion Sanders to skip Pac-12 Media Day. Brian Howell put this together from the Daily Camera. We're going to get Brian on hopefully tomorrow. But There will be no primetime at the Pac-12 Football Media Day, which was the highlight of the Pac-12. Other than the TV stuff, this was probably the highlight, was primetime.
Well, when we found out we weren't going to get any information about
right.
the TV
so now
deal
it was all
Media
prime
Day.
Time.
It's all prime. And when I first saw that, I was a little like, there was a little bit of me like, that's interesting. But then the surgery stuff, and I get that. And
well, he said he had to get it done.
Right.
This is the deadline.
This is the absolute deadline if he wants to be there for camp and preseason stuff. So it was a little disappointing because I know the entire football world was ready to hear what he was going to say at Media Days. But, you know, you'll still hear from the Buffs and a couple of new players and new coaches, obviously. So still watch it, Buffs fans.
Well, Tanner and Brian asked me a question that I didn't really think about. They're like, you know, obviously this is he would, I believe, yes, 100% he'd be there if this wasn't surgery. But they asked, you know, would there be any concern for primetime going to Pac-12 Media Day knowing that he can't control all of that? Because he has controlled his own, he's controlled his story for the media in this offseason. But once you enter, now you're in it. Pac-12 Media Days, you don't control. You don't tell the Pac-12 how to conduct their media days. You can tell your Buffs people,
like,
but you can't tell the Pac-12.
They will go to him to say, we want you on our program because you're Deion, but also you have to do what we say because it's our program.
Right. But it didn't really cross my mind that he wouldn't have gone. I mean, Shador's going to be there. Charles Kelly, the defensive coordinator for the Buffs, will be in his place. So it's not like they're not sending anybody. So that didn't cross my mind, but it is an interesting concept that the Pac-12 Media Day would somehow deter primetime a little bit because it's not his controlled environment as far as media goes.
Well, it would be interesting to see if the fanfare is any different, like, I'm imagining Deion walking in with this pristine white cowboy hat on. He looks real good, and there's cameras everywhere. Now it's just, oh, there's the Buffs.
Hey, Charles.
How you doing?
Shador will be there, and then Travis Hunter, the stud corner, we believe. And I guess he's going to play receiver a little bit, too.
I don't know.
That's interesting. You don't see it a lot, but sometimes you see it. But he's supposed to be a special player, and we're going to hear from him tomorrow. But primetime, not going to be around for the Pac-12 Media Days. That's the ugly. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I mean, there's no question that the Buffs are the biggest story in town. You said this, I think, weeks ago. You laughed at it, which I see why. You're like, the college football world hinges upon what happens with the Colorado Buffaloes this year. If I would have told you that statement would have come out of my mouth a year ago, you would have said, you're an idiot. They won one game last year.
I almost said I would still say that, but I wouldn't say that.
Well, I've been called a lot worse for a lot less.
The statement itself is, it makes you think, like, really? Is CSU that important? I get it's Deion. I get it's, you know, it's a fresh start over there. But it really is when you look at the realignment scenarios, the TV deals, what's going to happen with the Pac-12 and the Big 12? Is CU the determining factor in all of that? Also, the success and the, you know, usability of the transfer portal and the NIL, can you really rebuild and have a successful team in an offseason? We're going to find out.
Yeah, because that's where primetime went. You know, he didn't give a grace period like the Oklahoma coach gave his players.
I mean, since the transfer portal has been introduced, we've seen colleges and schools, they'll pick up a few players here. Hey, we need a quarterback, or hey, we need a big wide receiver who's not getting playing time, or, you know, we need a defensive tackle at CSU that needs to come over here for whatever. And you use it very sparingly. Prime has changed that. He went in and grabbed 20, 30 guys out of that portal and built his team that way.
He went and did what Sean McVay did in the NFL to build a Super Bowl team. I don't care about the draft. I care about free agency. The draft is crap. I don't even remember what Sean McVay said, something like, because they were critical of him because they didn't draft anybody like 2 years ago. Now they've drafted the most, so they've gone back, but they did win a Super Bowl out of it. Think of it this way, sports fans. Recruiting in football especially is now the draft, and the transfer portal is free agency. So primetime is treating his team right now. He is building his team through free agency, through the transfer portal, which isn't like that big of a surprise. That's what he said he was going to do. I don't know. That's my thing with, like, negative anti-Buffs fans are like, oh, he blew everybody out of here, and he's mean and all. That's what he said he was going to do. He's coming in here, and he's bringing Louis. He is going to transform this team overnight, and he has. We don't know if that's for better or worse, though. I do think it's going to be an okay season for the Buffs. I don't know. I mean, we could be shocked a little bit here, and they could be really good. But I just think they're going to be okay. I think if the over-under is 2.5, I would take that. If it's 3.5, I would take that. If it's 4.5, I start to get a little worried. If it's 5.5, I'm going to just say, you know what? I'm just going to not mess with that.
I think they're a team that will compete hard in their games. They're not going to win a lot of games. But I think as the season goes, you will see the team develop into what I guess Prime wants it to be at the end of the year, going into year two.
On a scale from 1 to 10, nationally, what is the hype train for Buffs, like excitement level? Is it 10?
I would say 10 in like March, April.
It's calmed
now
a little
I think
bit.
It's settled down a bit. I think, you know, as we get closer to the season, you get less and less hypothetical and you get more and more, okay, this is what I think actually happened. And I think we're starting to see that with CU, where we're asking ourselves, okay, we got this transfers, you got the four or five-star players, you got the big-name coach. Now what does that really look like? It looks great on paper, it looks really promising, but they could go on that field against TCU and get blown out by 40.
Or they could go pull off an upset and beat TCU. Remember, 7-6 at halftime last year. Almost.
TCU's not the same team.
No, they got better as it went, and CU got...
I don't even think Max Duggan started that game.
Yeah, and CU got progress... You're right, he didn't. CU got progressively worse after that. How crazy, though, win or lose, is it going to be at 10 o'clock on September 9th when Nebraska comes to town?
Well, according to Vic Lombardi, that game is sold out.
Makes sense.
Is there going to be a decent number of red jerseys in that stadium or no? From my experience here, there's quite a significant chunk of Nebraska fans.
There's a lot of Nebraska fans, but I don't know.
How many of them had tickets already because they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go see CU in Nebraska in 2023. They won't be good.
Could have already got that at that point. A lot of Buffs fans weren't fighting for tickets when it was Carl Durrell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be chaos.
And what happens the week after that?
Mainly Buffs fans.
But it's still going to be a big game.
Oh, it's our big game. The Rocky Mountain Showdown. Is that what we're calling it anymore? Can you call it the Rocky Mountain Showdown if it's not officially every single year?
Y'all need an actual rivalry now.
It's stupid to cut that and not make them play every year. Make them play every year. It's silly. Come on, guys. Get it together. They are playing quite a bit, though, over the next however many years. They have the schedule announcement for like 20 years
down
the road.
It's like two off, one off, and then another one, and then off, and then two.
Yeah, I don't even know. Do they play? They play next year, don't they?
I think so.
And then the year after that, are they off?
I think they're off the year after that.
And then off again? Mm-hmm. And then back on and on?
But next season, CSU is going to play CU and UNC.
Oh, CSU is? That's mm-hmm. right. I forget.
You're going to get year two of Ed Lamb against year three Norvell? Ooh. We're already getting excited for next year.
Oh, yeah, let's start next year. Well, it's funny because Jay Norvell, well, I guess it's Craig Bull and Troy Calhoun are the guys that have been with their teams long term, but as far as really condensing it to Northern Colorado of what we cover, Jay Norvell is the old man on the block now. Because Ed Lamb, his first year coaching for UNC, you've got Primetime's first year coaching for the Buffs, first year at this level. I mean, Sean Payton, first year with the Broncos, first year back after his Saints job. So there's a lot of firsts, and it's like CSU's coming in with all the hype last year. They're kind of coming in under the radar. I feel like.
I don't think we're not as high as we were on them last year at this point, but we're also not. This is not going to be that same team.
Yeah, we're not out on the Rams. It's just last year, you know, I loved seeing all the assistant coaches out on the field doing the pump-up stuff for air raids coming, and I bought into it. And I'm not saying they did a bad thing by doing that. You got to build hype. It just wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be. In fact, it was way off.
There was no air raid.
There was no air raid. We never really saw that take hold. So this year, kind of more of a modest approach to the Rams. Fix the offensive line, because that's not a sexy conversation. Ooh, they brought in 20 new offensive linemen. How are they going to be? I mean, it's not.
think it's important for Clay to know that conversation.
I think it's really important for Clay to know what's going to be happening there. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 21 minutes after the hour. Busy show today. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and live from Las Vegas. We'll see if we can pull him out of the Blue Man Group show and talk to Kevin.
Pull him off the roulette table or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got an interview.
Not Kevin, but Kelly. I love Kelly. Kelly Lyle. First time I ever interviewed him was he was at Mountain West Media Days, and I didn't know him. I've never met him in person. The guy that was hosting the show before me, who I was a co-host with, set up the interview, and he was out, so I'm interviewing him. And jokingly, I said, hey, are you? Do we pull you away from the blackjack table and all this stuff? And it was just like dead silence. And then he goes, no, I'm here to work. And I was so awkward. Now it's a running joke, and I'll bring Kelly on and be like, dude, what are you up to out there? That's fine. That was like one of my first interviews.
Whoa.
And it was just like, no, I'm here to work. So now I don't take things so seriously. And neither should we. It's sports. It's fun. It's the whole show. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy Nuggets coverage year-round on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, On the Rocks Liquor. Man, I love On the Rocks Liquor. After the morning, I haven't had a bad morning. I've just been all over the place. I'm ready to go over On the Rocks Liquor and just, get something nice for myself. I know it's 11:30.
I'm nicer, just get hammered.
Either way. I'm turning into Brian and Tanner. I saw their video yesterday. It was like 11 o'clock, and those guys are drinking moonshine shots and stuff. I was jealous, though. We didn't get the invite.
Mm-mm.
Apparently, we were working. But still.
What would they know?
Would have been nice for them to at least extend the invite. When they go on these restaurant of the month. Metagumbo. That sounds fantastic.
They don't invite us.
And they don't
invite. They know we're working. Like, you can wait.
Yeah, can you wait till 2 to do these things?
Because Canner's got to go take care of his cows.
He's got cows to milk.
Grandchildren or whatever.
Brian's got grandchildren. I mean,
normal people stuff. You want to eat with your friends.
Yeah. They're getting to go all over Northern Colorado sampling amazing restaurants, like new restaurants. Because that's the thing. I'm always like, what's a good? I'll just go to what I know. And that's okay sometimes. But these guys are trying out something. So I strongly suggest you check out each and every one of their restaurant of the month. Okay, so I'm asking the Hooligans for some help on this. Angel's going to be doing some cool. You got some ideas for some podcasts you're going to be working on this fall.
Yes.
Still kind of narrowing down what that's going to be, but you got to name it, the podcast, something with your name in it, with Angel. You got to be creative with that. You have a unique name, being Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sold on that? You're going to come up with something unique with the name?
I have an idea that's in my head right now. And
it can't just be like Angel's Podcast.
No, of course not. It's got to be, it's got to be catchy and something that, not too long that you can't refer to it quickly.
Oh, I think you should make it the longest name in the world.
Angel's radio podcast, where he talks about things related to topics around the world that may or may not pertain to your interests as
yes.
a person.
Yeah, I think that would be, put that on a business card. So, Hooligans, I'm asking. We need advice as far as a name. Now, obviously, you're going to be talking some sports,
mm-hmm.
so keep that in mind. We need advice from the Hooligans, which, again, most of it will crumble up and throw in the trash. But
who
knows?
Get the ball rolling.
You
sometimes.
Might come up with an idea. So shoot us a text on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Suggestions for the show. Not like Angel's Wings. Wind beneath Angel's Wings.
Something. Feathers. Wings. Angels.
Angels.
Giving a message for something. There's plenty of stuff you could do.
Think that Hooligans, you guys are creative. I'll give you that.
Mm.
Well, some of them are.
Creativity is subjective.
Here's a text. Speaking of creative, here's from the 970. Was on CSU campus this week for my daughter's orientation. Loudest the stadium has been in a while. Too bad it was for cheerleader tryouts. Go Buffs.
Oh, you got me there. I thought you were
dang
loving some CSU there.
Well, you should. Your daughter's going there. And you're still, like, knocking the Rams.
That's wild. Did you, 970, were you a Buff alumni? And you couldn't convince your daughter to go to your alma mater?
Maybe.
So now you're a little salty that she picked your rival?
Yes. Holyoke says, Angel in the outfield. Well, that means you got to talk baseball. That means you got to talk baseball, doesn't it? Because that would be confusing. Monster's on the line. Do you have a suggestion for me? Lonster.
Hey,
oh,
how
hey.
You doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Hey, I got one for Angel's podcast.
Okay, what is it?
Angel's podcast.
You know, it's short and to the point, and it says what it is. Sometimes you just got to go the simple way.
It is. I mean, you got to find a simple way to go with it and keep it going.
Yeah, I love it, man.
For sure.
And you're going to call in you could call in during his podcast. It'd have to be recorded. And you will update Angel on what you're having for lunch each and every day, too, right?
You know what? I can see what I can do on that.
What is for lunch today?
You know what? I'm going to go. Let's see what I'm going to have. You know, I haven't really decided what I'm going to have yet. I think I'm going to have some chicken tenders, cherry tomatoes, and some Ritz crackers.
That's a go-to for you. I've heard that one come out of your mouth a few times, Lonster. That's a go-to for you.
You know what? That's pretty simple for me about this time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, go enjoy some lunch, my friend. Thank you for the suggestion.
For sure. Oh, for sure. Oh, you're saying for football? Mm-hmm. I can't really get excited till high school football gets going.
Well, you're more of a high school football guy. Well, we've got our training camp coverage coming up very soon too, so you're gonna want to tune in for that.
Oh, you know what? If you guys here in Loveland, just let me know.
And we're still going through the details. We may do it in studio or whatever during coach speak, but we'll get that information to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, man.
Okay.
All right, so we got Angel's podcast.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. Just a nickname for you that I came up with. It's very creative. This one could be Sarah texting Angel's Angle. I mean, I suggested that too. But it also kind of sounds weird.
A little weird.
Like, you know, weird.
I've been called Angle a lot in my life.
That's another nickname.
Not on purpose. Like teachers trying to say my name and they say Angle.
Why would they? They don't.
Because apparently they don't read. It's a very simple name. But people will call me Angle sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I got that a lot. So Angle is a word that I try to stay away from.
That's not even a name. Like, come on. That's a teacher saying Angle.
Teachers, substitutes, classmates.
Angelic
public
judgments.
Public speakers. All angelic judgments.
That's from Holyoke.
That sounds very...
That's actually...
You're going to listen to this show and feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. You did something wrong today.
I don't even know you, but I'm judging you.
You're bad. I'm curious.
Whatever you did today, I'm judging it.
I like Lonster just bringing straight up fire. Angel's podcast. That's great.
You don't see a lot of podcasts called that.
Tanner said, I told you Angel's, I just did it. Angel's Angle yesterday. I don't believe that.
Tanner told you that.
That's what he said.
Now you're passing it off as your own idea.
Then
Sarah also said it, so.
The rule here, everybody knows this, if it's a good idea, it came from me. If it's a bad idea, collect your things.
I thought it was, if it was an idea, you can claim it good or bad.
No, I don't claim the bad ideas, even if it was my idea. I just, that wasn't me. Somebody else put that in my brain. From the 970, how about Angel's Hair Pasta podcast? He doesn't have the hair anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have the long hair. It doesn't work.
I do have hair on my head still.
Yeah, but you don't have the hair.
Right.
You know, so.
I don't want that to be the hair.
It should be.
Like, I am separate from the hair. The hair didn't make me. I made the hair what it was.
I wish I had a thing. I don't have a thing.
I don't have a thing anymore.
No, but that was a thing. You had it. Tanner has glasses now. He's the glasses cow guy. You know? Brian's the country music guy and kind of a hippie guy. Bruce is the old coach. I don't have a thing.
You're the guy in charge.
I don't really have unique hair.
What, do you want a crown or something?
Yeah. I just don't have one of those defining features about me. I'm just a plain-looking, pale dude that fries in the sun.
You are like the standard for what we should all be looking up to be. We should all be trying to be like Brady.
That is a scary, scary thing.
I don't want to be like Mike. I want to be like Brady.
That's a scary thing. Tanner says you have plenty of things. I don't have a defining thing. That's the guy.
The Nuggets guy.
That's the guy with the hair.
The cables. You like the burgers.
You like the burgers, the cables, huh? I don't know why suddenly there's an Italian guy coming in.
That's your thing.
There's an Italian guy in Greeley that just walks up to me and goes, "Hey, it's the guy that likes the burgers at the cables, huh?"
Hey.
That's right. 33 minutes after the hour. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado, one coming up next. Tanner says, the bad at golf guy. I don't golf enough to be the bad at golf guy. If I golfed every day and was still bad, it'd be like, that's the bad golfer. But I'm also like, I don't conform because I'm like, golf sucks. So therefore, I can't be called a bad golfer because I don't like golf. Actually, I do like golf. I'm just terrible at it. I need lessons. Kevin Lytle coming up next. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Kevin Lytle joining us now of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and live from Mountain West Media Days. Kevin, do you get any time to go do anything like Blue Man Group or something like that, or is it all work for you and no play?
No, pretty much all work. I literally did not leave the hotel yesterday because the Media Day event is in the hotel I'm staying at. So, yeah, literally did not leave yesterday. So it's busy but good.
All right, so before we get into some details about, you know, preseason rankings from what the media thinks and everything, obviously Media Days, I'm very interested to learn about what the Mountain West is saying, what the Pac-12 is saying. I'm just fascinated by all of it. What stood out to you so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing was going to be how Gloria Navarro, the commissioner, talked about the San Diego State situation and basically played it nice. They have reached an agreement to, you know, San Diego State is back in the league, so to speak, kind of back without ever leaving, and in good standing. They'll pay a small little fee for kind of just legal fees that the Mountain West had to, you know, use. But she basically played nice, you know, said, you know, the Mountain West is better with San Diego State in it, which is obviously true. And also kind of said, you know, no, there's no long-term guarantee for them or for anyone. You know, in today's college sports world, you know, there's no such thing as a long-term contract, so to speak, which, again, I think is a fair statement that, yeah, we, you know, the Mountain West obviously would love to keep, you know, all these teams, but you really can't project it. So that's definitely the big thing of just the movement of teams. You know, someone asked her about, you know, do you build in protections, you know, try and prevent, you know, not just San Diego State, but other teams from leaving. And it's like, no, basically, you know, you have protections for the league, you know, which is the buyout fees for if teams do leave, but you can't keep someone, you know, it's impossible to do that. So she seems very understanding of the college sports world and how the movement, you know, may happen no matter what you try and do to stop it.
So what's there's no penalty or anything like that? San Diego State's going to cover legal fees and stuff? Like,
yeah,
is that pretty much it?
That's basically it. So, yeah, no penalty, which, you know, I thought there maybe would be a fine of sorts. But I guess, you know, in some ways it does make sense of, you know, you want that team in the league. So, you know what's the point of burning that bridge? I could have seen a little bit of a fine or something, but that's not really the case other than, like I say, covering those legal fees, which will, you know, fairly minimal payment there when we're talking millions and millions of dollars. So kind of shake hands and kumbaya. I'm sure probably not every, you know, president agreed with that, but it's where everyone got to as the final solution.
That's
a temporary final solution, I should say.
Yeah, and you had some of those fans even that were like, no, I mean, hold your ground and don't let the Mountain West be a pushover. And then there was the others that are like, no, make a deal, work with San Diego State, you want them there. Is there a real sense, you mentioned it, some of the other presidents perhaps not crazy about it, is there a sense that maybe Mountain West commissioner folded a bit and kind of caved and gave in to San Diego State?
I don't think so, really, because, yeah, like you say, the bottom line is you want that team in your league, and now pretty much San Diego State's going to be in for the next 2 years because that's the next chance. You know, a year from now is the earliest they could, you know, announce their leaving with the lower buyout payment, and they have publicly said they can't pay the full, you know, $34 million buyout to leave early. So you now have 2 years minimum with San Diego State still in the league, most likely. And, yeah, I think it just comes down to the league is better with them. So, yeah, you know, you maybe kind of want to, you know, really, you know, stick the knife in them and say, how dare you try and leave. But the bottom line is, you know, especially with that basketball team, it's better for the league to have them in. So I think it's one of those people grumble. San Diego State's going to get a lot more, you know, Tom Keen and stuff, you know, in games this year. You know, but that's what happens when, you know, teams are eyeballing exits.
Yeah, well, it's a time to put your best foot forward, and San Diego State certainly helps the Mountain West Conference do that. Kevin, a lot of people make noise about, you know, who the players that are going as representatives of their teams. Mo Camara, obviously understand that. There were people wondering why Patty Turner was the one chosen to represent Colorado State, the punter for CSU.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's one of those that you look and go, whoa, I wonder what that's all about. You know, Torrey Horton, you know, probably the best receiver in the league and maybe the best offensive player. As usual, it's a pretty simple answer, you know, without any nefarious backwards happening. Basically, Circa, where this event is 21 and up to enter the facility at all. And Torrey Horton, Clay Millen, Jacob Gardner, all those kind of top names on offense for CSU are not 21. So they literally could not come. And, you know, the only guys on offense that really were are, you know, guys like Dallin Holker, a transfer, you know, a couple other transfers that CSU thought it'd be kind of weird to have guys that have never played in the league or for CSU to come speak about playing in the league and for CSU, which is fair enough. So, yeah, it ended up being Patty, who, I mean, he's a great representative. For those who haven't talked to him or heard him speak, he's funny, he's insightful, thoughtful, really enjoyable conversation. I probably talked to him for 20 minutes yesterday, and it was a really fun conversation.
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, it's just funny how people can get worked up about who's representing who. I mean, it's not like they're going to say any breaking news necessarily. They could be great conversations, as you pointed out, but it's not like you're going to get a player stray too far away from the overall team message.
No, exactly. You know, they're there, obviously, as university representatives, so they clearly and understandably pick players who, you know, will speak well on being members of the CSU, you know, program and football team.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. All right, so this is some pretty interesting news. A player from Japan, sounds like he's going to be a future Ram.
Yeah, really interesting. I mean, that was one of the things I talked with Patty Turner about yesterday. You know, this roster is really pretty global. They now have six countries represented. Hidetori Hanada, hopefully I pronounced that correct.
Sounds good.
He's coming in. He'll be on the team this year. He should be in CSU, or in Fort Collins, I should say, in a couple weeks. He's, like an amateur sumo champion. Went to, basically tryout in Japan, caught some eyes. He went to, I believe, as a CFL combine, caught some eyes, and is now ended up at CSU. Don't know all the full details. He'll be on the defensive line. I know that he has 2 years of eligibility, but it sounds like he really excelled. And, you know, we'll talk to Jay Norvell here in a couple hours, and he'll be able to give us a bit more of the breakdown, just how they found him. But really fascinating and really cool, like I say, to see, you have now a defensive lineman from Japan, a punter from Australia. CSU has an offensive lineman from Germany, a couple guys from Canada. It really is. It's crazy how global a sport, American football is becoming.
Now, Kevin, be honest. I just followed him just now. He tweeted out, his commitment to CSU. You got that just from what he wrote, right? What he tweeted, not from the picture below.
And definitely not the translate tweet function from Google.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, this is going to be fascinating following him on Twitter because he's tweeting, obviously, in his language. So that will be fun to try to decipher throughout the course of the season. It's going to make your job a little more fun.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really fascinating. And a whole new fan base. I mean, if you just look at the interactions on this tweet, his tweet has almost 400,000 views on it. Almost 400 retweets and stuff. I mean, it's just a whole new audience that, Patty Turner talked about yesterday. He said, 5 years ago, if I had said I'm going to Colorado State, people would have said, what? And he says now down in Australia, there are Tory Horton jerseys because of him playing there. And now you're going to get, you know, the same effect, you know, in Japan as well. So it's a pretty cool way to sort of spread the message of the university that I'm sure the school will love, you know, some new eyeballs on them.
Media members voted the Rams to finish seventh in the conference. Kevin, can you tell us where did you vote for the Rams to finish?
Yeah, I don't have my ballot right in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's where I had CSU. I think it's fitting. It's, you know, to me the conference is your bottom few of, you know, New Mexico, Hawaii, Nevada are pretty obvious. I think they'll be pretty low. And then your top of Boise, Air Force, you know, are probably pretty high, you know, clearly high up there. And then a lot of, you know, San Jose, CSU, Wyoming, Utah State, UNLV have a lot of, there's reasons you can see those teams being good, but also question marks. And so that whole middle group to me is just really a jumble of it could go, you know, they could rise up or they could fall down. So I think it's fitting for, you know, where CSU was last year, but the talent they return, I think it's a fairly fitting spot for them. I kind of think the Rams may end up higher than that, but I think it's a fitting place for a preseason.
Hey, Kevin, you listed the rankings from the media side of things on at the Colorado, and check that out. But I completely spaced this, but no divisions anymore. So I forgot about that with the Mountain West. It's just the Mountain West, right?
Yep, so just the 12 teams, and now your two best records will play in the conference style game as opposed to times where you could have, you know, one division as, you know, clearly a two best teams, but one of them can't make it, and, you know, sort of a little lower team from the other division makes it. So I think it's good change, especially as the college football playoff expands in a year. It just increases the odds for the Mountain West to get a team into that playoff. So to me, it's definitely a good move.
I think 100%. You want your best two teams playing, and that's the way to do it. As we go forward, with the expansion of the playoffs and everything, it makes 100% great sense to me. Kevin, my man, we'll try to enjoy yourself for a moment. You can go to the place where they film Pawn Stars if you do pick me up something cool from there.
Absolutely. I'll see what I can find.
That is done. I can hear it in Kevin's voice. He's going to make that happen. Kevin, my man, appreciate you and what you do so much. I'm looking forward to catching up with you next week and recharging our weekly feature, Rams Weekly, on the station as well. That will be fun.
Absolutely. We're getting to be about that time.
I know it. It's creeping up on us, my friend. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and live from Las Vegas in their Mountain West Media Days. He's bumping some music back there, huh? It's a lot. He's at the hotel. He's at a hotel, not the hotel.
Shawn Mendes in the background.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Silly mistake on my part, but no divisions in the Mountain West.
Where do they have CSU in the preseason?
Media poll has them sitting at seventh. So it goes Boise State, as our friend Cody the weather guy would tell us. Boise State got 28 of the votes. It looks like there's 30-plus, there's probably like 40 voters on the media poll. I wasn't asked. Boise State, Air Force, that's what Athlon Sports has. They have Boise State, Air Force, and then I haven't looked at the rest, but it's Fresno State, San Diego State, San Jose State, Wyoming picked in front of CSU.
Hmm.
Then CSU, Utah State, UNLV, Hawaii, like Hawaii, Nevada, and New Mexico.
Rams fans, are you happy with that? It's preseason ranking, so it doesn't mean anything.
Pretty much right in the middle. Wyoming is technically right in the middle. This is the best way to do it, though, is to just have the best two teams play for the Mountain West Championship. Rather than, oh, well, actually, the Mountain West Mountain is stacked this year, but only one of them is going to go to the championship. So, I mean, Boise State and Air Force, if that was the championship game again, I mean, that would be great. 11:51, the championship game, I shouldn't say again. That would be great to see. 11:51, let's take a quick break on the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Hikes Ace Hardware. Man, I'm telling you, you go to certain hardware stores, you walk in, and people don't really know what they're talking about, or they think they know what they're talking about. You buy it, you get to your place, you start working, and you're like, this isn't it at all. This isn't going to work. I needed help. At Hikes Ace Hardware in Greeley, they'll help you while you're there at the store, so you don't have to get something, bring it back, and then, oh, this isn't going to. They will. You tell them what your problem is, they're going to help you. That's the best part. They offer true customer service with one-on-one help as soon as you walk through the front door. So trust me, guys. You're working on projects this summer, yard projects, house projects, whatever. Hikes Ace Hardware is going to help you out. Their address is 1722 9th Street in Greeley. They're veteran and locally owned. They're Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. So I think it's fair to say they know what they're doing. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. We haven't even touched on the tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, which is available at thewholeshow.com. If a sporting event is on a streaming outlet only, does that hurt the chances of you watching it, watching that particular sport? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I just wanted to get a gauge, because if the Pac-12 news comes out next week that, you know, 75% of our games are going to be available at Apple TV or whatever, and yeah, we got a contract with like 20 games this year with the CW, then, you know, would that affect how you're viewing the Pac-12? And 78% saying, yeah, that would hurt the chances of me watching it. Tom texted in, though, and says, I'm a cable or a cord cutter, and I subscribe to so many different things, so it wouldn't affect me. There are a lot of people like that, too. That's what I'm trying to gauge here. But it looks like right now the amount of people saying it would affect and hurt their chances of watching are certainly outweighing the ones that say it wouldn't. 11:57 the time. Lunch Rush on The Whole Show coming up next.